Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 10. When David was in middle school and the early part of high school, he and I used to go out in the backyard and play basketball. And we would play hard. A lot of times I would come in and I'd be sore the next day really bad. But I remember one fateful day, I realized that all that jumping was doing some damage to my back. It was, and I told David, I said, David, I guess I'm getting old. I said, this is killing my back. I'm going to have to quit doing this. And, you know, I realized, and I came to the realization that we all get old, don't we? And I know, relatively speaking, I'm not too old, but I'm old to some of you, and others of you, I'm probably spring chicken, but I'm a little bit on the road. Let's just put it that way. I'm grateful to God that Jesus Christ doesn't grow old. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we need an eternal God because if we had a God who was here today and gone tomorrow, we'd be in serious trouble. He's always there. He's always available. And he's always faithful. And the scripture that we're looking at is going to emphasize that. He's actually quoting Psalm 102. The latter part of Psalm 102 deals with God as being eternal. And God speaks of the Messiah, of Jesus, as being the eternal God. And because he is eternal, he can sustain us through every season of life. And so we need to put all our trust in him because he's worthy of it. The title of my message is Sustained Forever. Look with me at verse 10. It says, "And in the beginning, Lord, you established the earth, and the heavens are the works of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like clothing. You will roll them up like a cloak, and they will be changed like clothing. But you are the same, and your years will never end. Now, to which of the angels has he ever said, 'Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool'? Are they not all ministering spirits sent out to serve those who are going to inherit salvation?" So he's speaking of the angels there. So sustain forever. How are we sustained forever? Well, we're sustained forever because Jesus is forever available. He's forever available. I'm sure you have called a friend before only to get the answering machine. We had one lady who years ago is no longer with us and she's gone to glory, but she would actually call Zach's phone when Zach was here and thinking she was calling me, and she'd get frustrated and she'd say, is this Brother Roger? And he'd say, no, this is Zach, and she'd hang up on him. Or maybe you stopped by the home of your friend and your friend wasn't there. Praise God, every single time we come to Jesus, he is available. And he's never having a headache or having a bad day. He's never frustrated and unwilling to talk to us. He is always available. What a wonderful blessing. I'm thankful that I can come to God when I am in need and when I need encouragement, when I am struggling or whatever the case may be, or when I just want to praise. But he is always there. And we can call on him when we're in the midst of a witnessing situation. He's there to help us. We can call on him when we are dealing with a sickness or we're dealing with a problem in our family. When we've got some challenge that lies before us, he is always there. And no matter what situation we face, he's with us. What a wonderful thing. So we're sustained forever because Jesus is forever available. You say, well, Jesus is at the right hand of the Father. Yes, but Jesus also is in us. Because Paul says, I want to tell you about the wonderful truth of this mystery which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. So Jesus, yes, he's reigning in power and glory at the Father's right hand, but because he is God the Son, he's also omnipresent. And he is able to live within us in his glory and his presence and to be available for us at every juncture of life. So praise his name for that. Go to him and take advantage of that for that sustaining power. Ask him for that. So he is forever available. So how are we sustained forever? We're sustained forever because Jesus is forever available, and he's also forever relevant. Forever relevant. It says, they will all wear out like clothing in verse 11. Jesus remains, he's forever available, but they will all wear out like clothing. Now, literally, the Greek word can mean they will all become obsolete. I remember I got an iPhone years ago, and it was already like 3 years, I think it was 3 years old when I got it. You know, it was kind of a, you know, an older version or something. And it began to sort of run slow after I'd had it for a few years, and we had to upgrade because it was obsolete. It just couldn't handle the programs that the newer technology was coming out with, and I had to upgrade. If you have a television, you know, it's amazing. I remember when I got my TV years ago, HD was a big deal. Well, now, you know, you've got, was it 4D, and you've got, I think there's something else that's come out since then. I can't keep track of it all, but it just keeps getting better and better and better. So the wonderful thing about Jesus is he is never obsolete. He is always relevant. Isn't it amazing that the same God who was changing lives in the days when Jesus walked the earth and even in the time of Abraham is still changing lives today? I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, first for the Jew and also for the Greek. We've seen God change people's lives through the power of the gospel in this church. We've seen the power of the Holy Spirit work. We've seen Jesus make new creations out of individuals here. And we've seen him sustain people through troubles and bring healing. He is still just as relevant as he could be today. Sometimes I hear people say, well, we need to make Jesus relevant to a new generation. Or we need to make the Word of God relevant. We don't need to do that. He is as relevant as he could be. And as we put our trust in him, Jesus can truly make a difference for us in this life. And he'll forever be relevant. He'll always be what we need. And I'm so grateful for that. So we can put our trust in him. So sustained forever. How? We're sustained because Jesus is forever available. He is forever relevant. Thirdly, he is forever unchanging. Forever unchanging. He says in verse 12, you will roll them up like a cloak. He's talking about the heavens and the earth. They're going to pass away. You'll roll them up like a cloak. They will be changed like clothing. But you are the same. Jesus doesn't change. Everything is constantly changing around us. Just before the service, Steve was telling me Anderson County High School is going virtual. So that's a change just happening this week, right? Going from in-person classes to virtual. But we see change all around us, all the time. Our kids are growing up, right? I was looking at Facebook, and I saw one of my sister's kids, and I was thinking to myself, good night. It looks like that kid's grown a foot since I've seen it the last time. And it's just amazing, the change. Also, you know, Sharon and I are getting ready to have some change. We're about to be empty nesters here probably in about 6 months. And so, you know, it's just amazing the change we face. I went to my hometown a while back and discovered that where I went to high school is now the middle school. And they built a completely new high school. I don't even know where it is. Everything's always changing. But Jesus remains the same. We lose loved ones. We go through trials and seasons of our lives where sometimes things are good and then there's a season where it's not so good. But Jesus is the same. He is the rock of our salvation. And we can trust in Him. Jesus has never seen a problem He can't help us through. And His power remains the same no matter where we are. Sometimes in life, I'm full of faith. I'm ready to charge hell with a water pistol. Other times, my faith is at a low ebb. But can I tell you, Jesus is unchanging. And the same Jesus that sustains me when I'm full of faith can sustain me when my faith is weak. He never loses His power. He doesn't go up and down like a roller coaster. He is as solid and as steady as He can be, and He is always able. When we are faithless, He remains faithful. I love that. We can trust in Jesus to sustain us in life because He's unchanging. Have you ever had a friendship with someone that was good for a while and then you just kind of drifted apart? And, you know, maybe nobody's upset at each other. You just kind of go your separate ways, not maybe different interests or whatever the case may be. Things change and people grow and they have different interests and so forth. Jesus is unchanging and He is always there and that relationship's always steady. And the neat thing about Jesus is He can identify with me wherever I am on my development. Okay? When I was 11 years old and I came to faith in Christ, Jesus identified with me. He didn't say, "Roger, quit praying that. Don't you know you're supposed to say it this way? Get your act together." No, He didn't do that. He knew where I was. He identified with me where I was. Then, you know, when I was in high school, I kind of had grown, and he was relating to me then. In college, in early adulthood, and even up until now, Jesus has always been there for me. And it's amazing. And He knows exactly who I am, and He loves me perfectly. What a wonderful thing. So He is forever unchanging. Then look at verse 12. He says, "And your years will never end," or "they'll never fail or die out or give out." Jesus is forever vital. He doesn't give out. You know, one thing I've seen kids run up and down the hall, much to the chagrin of their parents. A lot of times I'm trying to get them to walk instead of run. They'll tear up down the aisle, or they'll come up on the stage and jump off. You know, I've never seen a senior citizen do that. Not one time. Why is it? Well, we start to wear out, don't we? We don't have that much energy anymore. And it's amazing the difference. Jesus never loses His vitality. He doesn't just kind of wear out. As this Greek word says, your years will never fail peter out fall out. This is kind of the idea. Jesus doesn't say, "Oh, boy, it's been 2,000 years. I'm just wore out." He is forever vital. The same Jesus who spoke to Lazarus and Lazarus came out of the tomb or spoke to the winds and the waves is still just as vital today as He's ever been. Just as powerful today. Some people say, "Well, you know, God is dead." Have you heard somebody say that? Or maybe you've seen the bumper sticker. I like the one that says, "God is not dead. I spoke with Him this morning." You have people that will say these things about God. But isn't it amazing, no matter what skeptics or those who hate Christianity may say, the kingdom of God continues to move forward. And even if a society begins to turn their back on God, the kingdom moves forward elsewhere. And God usually preserves a remnant within a country. It's amazing what God is doing in some parts of the world, in China and Africa and even in the Muslim world, and how God is reaching people, how many people are being saved, and they can't even keep up with with the statistics in some of these places because there's, I mean, it's just exploding. God's kingdom is moving forward. Jesus is vital. He's active. He's working. And He is working in your life and mine. He's not saying, well, you know, what Roger's dealing with, I'm not sure I can handle that. He has never said that. The one who holds the stars together by His power, by Him all things consist, Colossians says. He is vital and He is working in your life and mine. He can forever sustain us because He has unlimited, unbounding energy. And He is forever vital. So we can trust Him. And then I want you to see He is forever exalted. He is forever exalted. What is His position? He quotes Psalm 110 here in verse 13. He says, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. Jesus is in the position of supreme authority next to the Father at the Father's right hand. The angels are bowing in worship. The seraphim are saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty as they worship the Lamb. Jesus is exalted above the heavens. One day He's going to be exalted on earth when every knee bows and every tongue confesses that Jesus Christ is Lord. Because of Jesus' exalted position, He has perfect authority and ability to help us and sustain us in life. I want to tell you something. The enemy may be powerful, but Jesus is more powerful. The enemy may have authority, but Jesus has more authority. I love what Colossians says. We've been transferred from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of His beloved Son. And we don't belong to the enemy. We belong to Jesus. We're purchased by the blood of the Lamb. We're part of His kingdom, and Jesus has authority over us and authority over the demons and over creation, even over the weather. I remember driving through Dallas when I was going to school there one day, and I was going through a terrible storm, and I heard about a tornado. And I remember I was driving up I-30, headed west, and I heard, and I was going to Arlington where I lived at the time, and I heard the radio say a tornado has touched down on I-30 headed east toward Arlington. I have to confess to you, I broke the speed limit, and I made some quick time, and I also prayed. Because you know what? I believe with all my heart that Jesus is in control of the weather. My mother was telling me years ago when I still lived in Texas, there was a tornado that went up across the ridge there by Black Oak Baptist Church where my dad used to pastor, and went straight in a line from my parents' house. And my parents had gotten down and they were praying, and they said the tornado just kind of lifted up, went over their house, and came back down on the other side. Listen, I just believe that we serve a God like that. I'm not saying that if a tornado hits your house, your prayer life needs to improve. That's not what I'm saying. Sometimes things may happen to Christians, but I just believe that God is sovereign over all of those things, and He is able to intervene in our lives. Jesus is the exalted Lord of the universe. He can command the stars of heaven, the seas, and the winds, and they have to obey. That's who He is. So we can trust Him to sustain us in life. I love the stories in the book of Acts of how God sustained His people. And in the midst of persecution, what God takes the apostle Paul, who then went around as Saul primarily, and Saul was persecuting the church, and he was the chief persecutor of the church. He had zeal against the church. He's chasing people from city to city to lock them up and put them in jail. What does Jesus do? He intervenes on the Damascus Road, And with a blinding light, he says, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It's hard for you to kick against the goats. And he says, who are you, Lord? I'm Jesus, whom you're persecuting. Can you imagine what he must have felt at that moment? I bet there might have been some trembling going on. I'm Jesus, whom you're persecuting. And Saul was changed and transformed. God sent Ananias to pray for him, or he wouldn't even have his sight. God just shows his sovereignty. Is there a persecutor? God can handle it. What about being in a prison cell? Well, ask Paul and Silas. They're having a worship service and the gates spring open and they come out. What about Paul? Paul says, I appeal to Caesar. God sends Paul to Rome and they put him under house arrest. And Christians are going to and from his house. And he is discipling people and ministering to people in Rome under the protection of Caesar. I want to tell you something. We serve an awesome God. He is in control of the affairs of man. And we can look to him and we can trust in him no matter what we may face. He can eternally sustain us. So sustained forever. How are we sustained forever? We are sustained forever because Jesus is forever available, forever relevant, forever unchanging, forever vital, and forever exalted. Put all your trust in him. And by the way, Jesus, since he is who he is, the eternal Son of God, he is able to give eternal life. What would happen if I was the one giving you eternal life? Well, first of all, I couldn't do it. But secondly, someday I'm going to die. I'm not going to be able to help you out much. Jesus is the eternal Son of God. Because he lives. I love what Jesus says. Because I live, you also will live. Isn't that great? He's our resurrected Savior. And we can put our trust in him. Jesus, he lived the perfect life for sin. Lived the perfect life in obedience so that we could be forgiven for sin. He died for our sin and rose again so that those who are sinners, which is all of us, could find salvation and eternal life in him. So if you're here tonight and you don't know Jesus, make a choice tonight to repent of your sin and put your trust in Jesus to find his forgiveness, and he can give you eternal life. If you're here tonight as God's child, put all your trust in him. He can sustain you no matter what may come. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you for your word. Thank you for the amazing truth that our Savior is eternal. That before creation even took place, he was there. And when it's all said and done, he'll still be there. I thank you that we can rely on you, Lord Jesus, not only to save us from sin, but we can also rely on you to carry us through every circumstance and trial of life. Thank you for your great love for us and for reaching out to us and paying the price so that we could have a relationship with you. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.